Oz Dog. This is Rick Tidding on Larry Keyes. K-E-Y-E-S, Keyes. K-E-Y-E-S, Larry, L-A-R-R-Y. Date of birth is 6-4-45. Date of visit is 8. I'm sorry. Date of visit is 9-3-25. Next, a copy of this for Andrew Dill, M.D. Dill, D-I-L-L. Andrew Dill, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Andrew, thank you for sending Larry Keyes for primary evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is an 80-year-old male who had an episode of pneumonia 3 months ago. Was treated with antibiotics and was sent for a CT chest on 5/27/25 period. The CTA showed no evidence of pulmonary emboli, but had mixed centrilobular parasubtal emphysema and bullous disease anteriorly in the left upper lobe. And there were several tree-in-bud consolidative opacities scattered throughout both lungs. Period. The patient states he coughs up yellowish mucus, denied fevers, chills, night sweats, and he has gained some weight. There's no history of hemoptysis or chest pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hernia repair in 1998, history of carcinoma of the prostate diagnosed in 2025, and he has been on Orgovyx tablets, O-R-G-O-V-Y-X, Orgovyx tablets. He also has hypothyroidism and had thyroid ablation done in the past. There's a remote history of tonsillectomy, and he does have COPD. Next, allergies to penicillin. Next, med list. Trelegy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, 1 puff a day. Levothyroxine, 175 micrograms daily. Dutasteride, 0.5 milligrams HS. Damsulosin, 0.4 milligrams. 2 capsules at HS. Orgovyx, 120 milligrams daily. And albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Next paragraph. Habits of patient smoked 2 packs per day for 40 years and then quit. Alcohol use moderate. Next, allergies, penicillin. Next, family history, mother died of lung cancer. Father died of unknown causes. Next, system review. The patient has had no fatigue or fever, no double vision, but does have double vision, but no cataracts. He has no hoarseness. He has hoarseness and no nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He has shortness of breath and wheezing and cough. And he has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, no chest or jaw pain, no palpitations. He has loose stools. He has no depression or anxiety, denies easy bruising, has no joint, he does have joint pains, no muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 135/80. Pulse is 76, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 243, saturation 93. HENE, enormous phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucus edematous, throat is clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with the decreased excursions. Scattered coarse wheezes, upper chest. Breath sounds are generally diminished. Heart sounds are regular, as one as to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema. 1+ edema. Decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes of 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with chronic bronchitis and bronchiectasis. Number 2 is nodular lung infiltrates. Rule out atypical mycobacterial infection. Number 3 is to your prostate cancer. And the next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes. Also advised to use Trilogy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, 1 puff a day. And was advised to continue with albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. A bronchoscopy was suggested to evaluate him. For atypical mycobacterial infections, and the patient will decide. A follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Andrew Dill, MD, D-I-L-L, MD. Thank you for this consult. Dr. D'Souza.